This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey announced Tuesday he signed a proclamation to recognize October 12, 2020 as Indigenous Peoples Day on the federal Columbus holiday. Emma Gibson with Arizona Public Media has more.
The proclamation came after Arizona State Senator James Sita Peshlakai and a youth-led advocacy group, Indigenous Peoples Initiative, called for the change. Dylan Baca, the group's president, who is White Mountain Apache and Navajo, says Indigenous Peoples Day acknowledges a more accurate account of Christopher Columbus's violent legacy.
This holiday is significant for me because it works to try to eliminate the stereotypes and stigmatisms associated with Indigenous peoples and tribes.
Peshlakai called on Governor Ducey in June during President Donald Trump's visit to Phoenix to establish the state holiday using his executive powers. She now says she will introduce a bill to permanently change the holiday in the 2021 legislative session. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
The Navajo Nation is returning to 57-hour weekend lockdowns and stay-at-home orders due to a rise in positive COVID-19 cases on and near the reservation. Tuesday's announcement comes a day after top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci praised the tribe for lowering numbers, crediting the tribe's strict COVID-19 measures, which were enforced for months. Some of the orders, including the 57-hour curfew, were eased, but during a virtual town hall Tuesday, Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez had a stern message for residents to stay vigilant. Nez says a cluster of 40 or more positive cases trace back to travel and spreading the virus during social gatherings, which are currently restricted on Navajo land.
And so we're going to have to slow everything down. We're going to have to put stay-at-home orders because we don't know how far this has gone out in contact with other people.
The new cases were reported in Arizona and New Mexico. The tribe's also asking residents to avoid areas in Utah considered hotspots for the virus. Native Vote advocates encouraged young people to engage in the voting process on National Voter Registration Day. Barb Hartzell works with the Las Vegas Indian Center on the Native Vote. She talked about investing in Native youth by using traditional teachings and connecting them with issues Native youth face today.
Really taking like our traditional routes and how we carry ourselves and what is important to us and being able to invest that in our youth and meeting them where they're at and letting them really understand that it seems so big and so massive, or maybe it doesn't seem important at all. It really does determine a lot of things, and like it really determines just how far we've come from just our grandmothers and mothers generations to where we'll go with their next generations.
Hartzell took part in a National Congress of American Indians virtual gathering Tuesday, along with tribal leaders and Native women in office. The organization's nonpartisan vote campaign focuses on education, registration, getting out the Native vote, election protection, and data collection. According to NCAI, an estimated 1.2 million American Indian and Alaska Native people are unregistered. Five Indian country bills were passed by Congress Tuesday and sent to the president to be signed into law. The bills address missing and murdered Indigenous women, self-governance, business, and economic development, and legislation to nullify a supplemental treaty for tribes on the Warm Springs Reservation. There are seven other bills currently pending in the House, which range from education to water rights and veterans issues. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Vision Maker Media's first Indigenous online film festival, an online 5-week-long celebration of American Indian, Alaska Native, and worldwide Indigenous films from August 31st to October 5th at visionmakermedia.org.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.